You are now listening to the 360 Places podcast, hosted by travel enthusiast Jason Paul. So growing up, like everybody else, we believed that travel was only for the fortunate rich. And it's only after we started exploring travel and living abroad for so many years, we then realized that there is enough room for everyone regardless. In this podcast, together with a variety of guests from all over the world, we explore different topics and interesting stories around travel and living abroad. Our main purpose is to change the narrative around travel and show you how you can incorporate travel in your life. And so, let us tell you all about it.
In about hotels versus Airbnb.
I personally, for the 2014 one, I think I was in the country.
Well,
wow.
It gets emotional when you talk about that.
Yeah.
And Daji's back. Daji's back, baby. What's up?
I'm good, Aaron.
I'm okay. How's it been, man?
I'm fair.
It's been like 6 episodes without you.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. This guy should be a co-host because he's been here like over 30% of the episodes. So today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that I wanted to talk about for a very long time, and I wanted to do it like a 4-way or a 3-way. But yeah, I mean, Dad is here, so like the vibe is always like so high, you'd feel like it's a 3-way, but yeah, let's just get it. So we're going to talk about must have travel experiences. Dad has his own list of which I haven't seen yet. Yeah. I have my own list of which he hasn't seen yet. So he's going to be giving out an experience. We talk about it. If we've like experienced the experience, we'll share with you guys. Or if you have stories of friends who have experienced the experience, we're going to as well share it with you guys. So, Dad, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can give me your first.
And I see you have a lot, man.
Yeah.
I thought we agreed with 5.
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, yeah, cool. So with these experiences, the experiences we've either had them or we want to have them. These are just travel experiences that we would die to get as we travel. And some of them we've like had them, as I said, and some we're still like, you know, chasing that wanderlust to get to have them. So my first most amazing travel experience, and I've never had this experience, but I really want to have it anytime soon. And it's skydiving.
Okay.
Yeah. you ever like been on a skydive?
No, it's scary. So.
What do you think about it?
It's a good experience, but then, like some people have that fear that you lose your life and all that stuff. So.
But still, again, I feel like, you know, the fear is for nothing, because when you go skydiving, first of all, they're going to be professionals alongside with you.
Mm.
And I think you require some training if you're going to skydive on your own. But if you don't, some guy is just going to, like, you know, tie you up on his belly and you're going to be floating.
Like a baby.
Yeah, like a baby. You're going to be floating with him. So, like, I would literally want to try that experience at first with that guy, tying me up like a baby. But later, I want to, you know, like, do the training and, yeah, do on my own. Like, do paragliding, you know, the parachutes, you know, like, just go different areas and, you know, just like, yo, fly. Like, that's the next thing to flying. So, if you want to be an angel, if you, like, want to experience the angel feeling.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Yeah, you know what's up. You should be by the way.
Yeah.
I think Avengers should have you in their movies.
Why?
You have that hero look to you. Yes, so that's my first on the list. What's yours?
The Mount Gorillas.
Oh, in Rwanda.
Rwanda and Uganda, so.
Oh, you guys have the silverback.
Yeah.
Yeah, silverback, the silver gorillas. Wow, nice.
So that's I want to visit.
You've never been there?
I've never been there. Though I've been to the zoos around the wildlife and some other places that we went to, the western part of Uganda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then now I want to go and see the ones in Rwanda and come back home.
Yeah. But I think the ones in Uganda, like, they're like very unique.
The
silverback, yeah.
It's different from maybe the ones in
Uganda. The ones in Rwanda, yeah?
Yeah.
But you guys were like throwing shade at me for not going to Zanzibar. and it's in my country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you also like you've never seen the silver, but I've been in school. In your country.
I've been in school too. I haven't gotten this time like to travel, maybe dude, on my own. We are always waiting for schools to organize trips and we go. Yeah. Yeah.
So in school it's done, like
but now I'm on my own, so I can decide where I want to go and all that. So.
By the way, we should like make a plan and, you know, go see the gorillas together. I also wanna see them.
If I go December, maybe, because that time maybe it's Christmas time and they give even discounts and all that, so
It
could be a great time.
They do that for Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas always has offers.
Wow. Like, I feel like it's contrary to a lot of areas, and a lot of areas that I know, at least. When it's December, it's normally the high season. Prices like skyrocket, you know, like you wouldn't touch, you know, the prices to go in different areas. I guess it's different in your area. And the gorillas, man, like, you know, I saw this YouTube video of this guy. He also went to Uganda and he got so close, like
to the gorilla.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what the bro?
Some of those people you can like they accept you to give them maybe carrots and bananas, some of the things there, just to feed. Sometimes you find the food there, and then if you want them to come closer, you entice them with.
Oh,
such, and then they come and maybe you take a peek, you know. So.
Oh, okay, no, that's like similar to the, you know, the giraffe manna in Kenya.
I've never been there. So.
Yeah, but that is just cool, man. Like you know, you take breakfast with giraffes and you know you feed them. That's cool.
But giraffes are not that harmful compared to other.
Yeah, gorillas. But gorillas are worse. Yeah. Gorillas are worse. But still, if you have rangers, I mean, you know. Just go for it. Anyways, my experiences, they're all like adrenaline rush experiences. And another one is scuba diving, like, you know, the snorkeling, you know, deep dive into the sea, going to see the fish, like, yo, you just go the deep, you're swimming the sharks. Yeah
That's risky.
That's risky, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's still like, you know, like.
But if you're protected, then it's okay.
Yeah, but still, like, okay, you know, when you swim with the sharks, I feel like there are two ways to it, at least that I see people do. The first one, they swim in cages.
Oh,
yeah, they're I've in seen cages. In movies, so, even sharks can touch them. The other one is that they swim just like you swim. Normal. The shark is just next to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And normally they do this a lot with wild sharks. These are the ones that are not harmful as the other sharks. I literally wanna like try this experience, you know. And this could be the first experiences I have on my bucket list. Cause, you know, like I can swim, you know, I just need a few diving lessons, you know, for a few.
How good are you?
In swimming.
Yeah.
Bro, like,
because some people like you can't go to the deep ends, you're just in the shallow. So when you go to some other places, you may lose your life.
Yo, I know that feeling. Yo, we used to. So, like, my swimming history. I used to love so much to swim, but I couldn't swim. And I was like 14, 13. Then I had this friend of mine who could swim. Then he showed me just this one day how to swim, right? He was just telling me, just do this with your legs, do this with your body. I was like, oh, I tried, but I was like, you know, I was fucking drowning and shit. So I couldn't keep up with the, you know, with the training. Then I said, oh, yeah, I'm just going to stop for today then and keep learning. Then I started like every week. So in my home place, like in my house, we don't have a swimming pool. Okay. So I used to go to this hotel in people who like are from TZ, Mwanza. There's this hotel called New Mwanza Hotel. It was called New Life for a long time. It's still called New Mwanza Hotel. Yeah, but it's way old, like than most hotels in Mwanza. So I used to go there, like, you know, we used to pay 5,000 Tanzanian shillings for a swim. That's like 250 Kenyan.
Oh,
like 250 for a swim. So I used to go every week, man. Like, if I get money, I would just save it and go every week. So when I go there, I would go on days that no one is there. Right? Like maybe on Tuesdays, normally on Mondays, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, and
you find Wednesday, like, people, like yeah, even no one.
Wednesday morning, but Wednesday evening to, like, you know, Sunday, that they're packed. So I didn't want to, you know, like people to see me. Trying, yeah, yeah, trying. So I used to go like in days, like I used to, I used to just try and swim. Then I maybe go back, watch some YouTube videos, try and swim. Yeah. Before you know it, man, like it's, yo, like I'm a fish.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't swim. Okay, let's go to your next. Was it you or me?
You began, then I gave you mine. So, number
yeah,
two.
Okay, that's your turn.
It's me.
Yeah.
Okay, the Great Wall of China.
Wow, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got a crazy bucket list.
Yeah, I want to.
You want to go and say it?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Great Wall of China.
I have a friend of mine who lives in China. I think you've had his name, Paul.
Yeah,
he's I've supposed had his to be name. Like
the co-host.
One of the co-hosts for the podcast. I mean, he's having his issues with the microphones, but soon he'll be on the show. Yeah. But he lives in Beijing, where most of the tourist attractions in China are, including the Great Wall of China. Yeah, but he's been to few of these attractions. But he's been there. Uh-huh. He's been there.
Yeah.
And he only went there because a friend of his wanted
to go.
So
it's
crazy. But I feel like your experience is the. Anyways, let me not judge. We're taught not to judge. Okay, I'll just go with mine. Okay, the third one is a little bit... Anyways, I'm just going to throw it out. I would love to experience a couple's, like, type of a trip. I just go with your loved one, just the two of you. I've never done it, but, you know.
Honeymoon is there for you.
Yo, you laugh? Honeymoon, no, bro. Honeymoon is, like, too far. I mean, you know... Honeymoon, you're talking about marriage before. Now. Yeah, I'm like, you know, with your girlfriend, I mean, you know, honeymoon, you're already married. So that's a long time. I don't see myself getting married anytime soon. So like, I can't wait that long. But have you ever tried that experience, going out with your girlfriend?
No.
Bro, come on. You've never?
I haven't, yeah.
Would you want to, like, travel with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How is it different? Like... Okay, I was trying to think to myself, how is it different from, you know, traveling with your friends? How is it different from traveling with your girlfriend?
With friends, like, these are the common people you share a lot in common with. Yeah. The same applies to your lady, but then the chemistry and the bond you share with your lady is far different from the ones with your guys. So.
But still, I mean, like, with your friends, you also kick it. Like, it's going
to
be...
Yeah, it's going to be fun also.
But, you know...
But now, you are two.
Yeah, but, you know, like, with friends, sometimes you're going to be alone, maybe in your room. Like, maybe you're sleeping in different, you know, compartments. But with your girl, or for the ladies who are listening, with your guy, you're going to be in each other's space, like, 24/7. Only the few minutes that they go to the toilet, take the number one or number two. But other than that, you're going to be like, yo, you're going to be close. You're going to be, yo, that experience is wild. You're just with someone in your space, in their space for maybe a week or two. Like, yo, you get, and it's, I feel like it's an enriching experience because you get to know them in a very deeper level.
This is with your lady.
Yeah, you get to know her well, because like when she wakes up, you're with her. I mean, when she goes to sleep, you're with her. I mean, for 2 weeks, come on, like she can't put up the act for 2 weeks. You can't put up the act for 2 weeks. So I feel like it's an experience I would want to have, and, you know, feel the thrill as well as, you know, get to build a relationship and get to know my partner and letting them to know
you better
me as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's dope. I love that. So, Dutch.
So, the pyramids of
Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, bro.
Yeah,
is that not on my list? Oh, it's not. But still, the pyramids of Egypt, I feel like, okay, as much as they excite me to go and see them, but I feel like, you know, a lot of people have gone and seen them for like years down the line, and, you know, the numbers keep going. People keep going and, you know, seeing them. For me, I would like places or experiences that no one or few people, you know, like dope places, you know, they're very cool places that a lot of people have not, like, you know, Bali, right?
Bali.
Yeah, Bali. It's in Indonesia. It's a destination that you're like, I feel like the whole world has gone there.
Mm.
So I wouldn't want to go there. I want to go to a place like, you know, like Afghanistan. not Afghanistan, though, but in a place where, like, not a lot of people are there. Not a lot of, I won't meet a lot of tourists there.
Yeah.
I like my space, yeah. But still, the pyramids, they're great. I mean, if you want them, I mean, if you're going to pay for the trip, I might as well as tag along, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, my fourth travel experience. Wow, this is gonna be huge for you to hear.
Mm.
I bet you never even imagined this in your wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Space travel.
Space.
Yeah. Go to the space, man.
But is it open, like, for people to go?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
but I think that is the most expensive one.
It's just very expensive. There's this there are a lot of now like there are a lot of companies like doing it. I think there are 3 or 4. My math, I don't think I remember them correctly, but I think it's 250k or 200k. I think we're gonna have to Google that and, you know, like, put it in the description for people to, like, just set the record straight. But I think it's $200k.
Mm.
Yeah, and this billionaire Bezos, the guy went to space for a few minutes, then he came back. Yeah, Richard as well. Like, yo, it's dope. Like, they're in the spaceship, just taking selfies. They're floating. You know, like, I don't have them, man. Like, you know, you go and you take a look at Earth, and you see it from afar, and you're like, you're like, like, in the movies, bro. Like, just think about it.
I can't imagine.
Think about that. Like, you're up in this, like, in the skies, like, far away, and you can see little Earth, like, somewhere there just chilling. And you can't recognize shit because it's like too small. Yo.
Okay.
God is good, man. Technology is the second us places. Okay. Let's go on your list.
Then Negril, Jamaica.
Where is that?
Jamaica. Yeah, the beaches. Yeah.
The weed person.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about it. I don't think I've heard about it.
It's a beach.
It's a beach.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Negril.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's so special about this beach?
Like a freshwater body, something that kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it like a hot spring?
No.
Oh, no. Is it cooler than what is this famous beach in Brazil? I don't remember it, but is it that famous?
Yeah, it's famous.
It's very famous. Huh? Mm. So people just, you know, like, get high, baked, you know, like, have weed.
I'm not sure, but I think Jamaicans are open to
such
stuff and the party.
Yeah.
So I think it is okay to have it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what takes you there? Is it the beach experience or the Jamaican experience?
The beach, the Jamaican, the culture and all that stuff.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Those guys have a dope culture, yeah.
I want to experience that then.
Yeah, Jamaicans have a dope culture, man.
Mm.
Like, you know. I love one thing about Jamaicans. I love, like, a lot of Jamaicans, you know, their dreadlock guys and ladies.
Yeah,
one of them, man. Like, dreadlocks are cool, like, you know. And I nail that shit when I have dreadlocks. So man, like, okay, so in this pitch, would you rather have the night beach experience or the day beach experience?
Both. Yeah, I like the day and then the night, maybe.
Which is dope?
Night
is dope, huh?
I prefer night.
Oh, wow, night is dope, man.
Yeah.
Night is, like, just think about it, like, it's a nice, and, you know, you're close to the beach, you know, it's like night, the breeze.
Even just the view and all that stuff, the breeze.
Dope.
Yeah, so the night.
Now I'm kind of like attracted more to your list than I am attracted. Okay. My fifth on the list is go to a safari.
Mm.
okay, I've done this quite a number of times, but still I can't get enough of it. I think I've gone like 2-4 times on safaris, like the Serengeti, the Ngorongoro, gone to Serengeti 3 times. I've never like gone to climb the Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah, but I've seen it from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah, but safaris are dope, man. Like safaris are, yo, they're dope. I remember this one time. Yeah. So it was a family trip. I was very young. I think it was my second time going to the Serengeti. And Serengeti, yo, bro, is huge. Like it's the second biggest national park in Tanzania. Yeah. So I went there like with my fox and, you know, my brother, my sister, my cousin as well. Yeah, it was a family thing. So like, you know, we got into this beautiful house, you know, the accommodation is just dope. And, you know, like the time we were going now, we were like coming from the park. We spent 4 days. So the fifth day we were going back home. Mm. Right? So I was very young. I think I was sitting on my mother's lap or I was beside my mother, but I was in the, like, you know, the passenger seat.
Mm.
Yeah, like next to the driver.
Okay.
So I was sitting there and these other guys were just on the back seat. My brother, my sister, and my cousin.
Mm.
Right? So we're just like, you know, chilling. And there was a tour guide. Yeah, the tour guide at the back. We're just chilling, you know, like we're having drinks, I think. By drinks, I mean, you know, soda. I was young, yeah. So we were just having drinks and, you know, driving back home. We had fun. We've seen a lot of animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just telling stories like, ah, did you see that? Did you see that giraffe? What did they do? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
On our way back,
mm-hmm.
we found an elephant sleeping on the road.
On the road.
Like, it occupied the whole road. We couldn't even, like, go around it. And the tour guide said, we can't, you know, like, drive through the grass. We have to wait for it to wake up and, you know, step out of the road. So we stayed there for like 45 minutes.
Mm.
Then it got up.
Mm-hmm.
When it got up, it started walking slowly out of the road. Like, slow. And it was walking, you know, parallel. It wasn't like walking, you know, vertical. Like, it was just parallel, like making a diagonal. So it was like slowly leaving the road.
Mm.
And my father switched on the car.
Mm.
Then when it gave us just a little bit of space,
mm.
my father passed behind it. When he passed behind it,
it turned. Mm.
Then it started running towards after us. You. Yo. Like I was just looking back every time. And
side
I was,
mirrors, you're seeing it.
Yeah,
coming.
Side mirrors and the rear mirror and stuff. So I was fucking excited, you know? I was in the moment. I was like very happy for this. But looking back, my cousin was crying. My sister was crying. Like, yo, it was just me, my brother, and my father who kept it cool.
Mm.
But my father was rushing as well. Like, you started driving at a very high speed.
How fast was the...
Yo, the thing was fast. The thing was, it was fucking fast. I mean, you'd even hear the, like, the stomp. Yeah. Pa, 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 pa.
Mm.
We're like... Yo, that experience was fun. So we kept driving and then, like, we lost it.
Oh.
When we lost it, my father started decreasing the speed. Then the tour guide said, just keep driving at the same speed. We're like going, like, it's not even advised to go at that speed, but he said, because it's an emergency, just keep driving.
Mm.
So he told us that the elephant knows the path better than we do.
Because that's
so he knows,
home,
so. Like, the guy just stopped and went on a different road because he was running after us. Then it stopped and it went into the forest or something.
Oh.
So I said it knows the forest better than we do. Mm. So it might go ahead and put branches and trees on the road.
Mm. Then come now.
Then when we reached there,
you can't cross.
Yeah, we can't cross. Like, just think of how intelligent that is. Yo.
But elephants are wise.
They're wise, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, they're very wise. I think a lot of animals, we just don't give credit to them, but they're very wise, like, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the podcast as well and you've never, like, gone on a safari, leave alone, like, going on zoos. Like, I mean, zoos are great and all, but the real experience. You have to go to where the animals live, you know, where they actually, like, you know, interact with nature, you know. Just go there and experience that. It's great. You're gonna see a lot of, like, things. And one thing I love about, you know, doing safaris in Kenya, especially in Kenya, there are a lot of areas that they allow you to hike, you know, walk, or, you know, take camels, or, like, I think I talked about it in the other episode. They allow you to take horses. There are areas where you take camels, where you walk, you hike. And I've seen it even in Tanzania, in the Serengeti. Now, right now, because by the time we went, it wasn't there. But right now, there's a place where you can hike.
Mm.
Yeah. That's dope, man. Like, let people hike. If there are places that are safe, let them hike, man. Let them connect with nature. I think that's pretty dope. And I think my list is, I just have one thing left on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daj, it's your turn, man. Yeah.
Paris.
Oh!
Yeah.
Bonjour, monsieur. Salut.
I don't know French.
Say ça va?
Ça va bien, something.
Nice try. So,
yeah.
What's good about Paris?
There's that tower.
Yeah. Oh, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But people have been there, so. But still.
But still, it's dope, man. It's dope. But Paris is like, you know, it's a city, you know, it's a romantic city. You don't want to go alone. I mean.
Maybe I can go there after marriage.
The honeymoon, yeah?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, nice, nice.
Paris. Huh?
Paris, huh? Paris is dope. But, you know, I love French. I think you know that.
I've been
French, to learn French for a while now. And I can speak a few words. And if someone is listening to this and they know French and they want to help me learn this
language,
because I'm trying and I'm like sinking. I don't see me like going anywhere with the French. So if you know French and you want to help me out, I mean, I can throw up a few words and you know, like, we can have a conversation and improve my French as well. I mean, Dej is also trying to learn Arabic.
Yeah, maybe.
You see?
Maybe before going,
you have to learn a little bit,
to interact, maybe.
Yeah, just greeting, the highs, you know, like, you know, going to the toilet, where's the toilet, like,
you need maybe this food,
how just, much,
such stuff, like just, gaining,
I think everybody should, like, you know, as for my belief, I think everybody should know not less than 3 languages, I mean. Yeah, I mean, you as well know a lot of languages.
Not so many.
Local, though.
Yeah, local. So.
Yeah, but still, they're languages, I mean.
Yeah, they're languages. You know, English, helps you where you are best. Then.
How many do you know from your country?
I know my mother tongue, then I know Uganda.
Hmm.
Then the English now, it is just something like you speak daily. Plus some other few local languages in Uganda, maybe I can greet the person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, nice.
Something
nice.
Like that.
Nice. I mean, with me, with the local languages, I only partially know my mother tongue.
And Swahili.
And Swahili and English, you know. But yeah, I mean, I want to add
You're learning French.
Yeah. I want to add, like, you know, I want to be a polyglot. Like, I want to add 4 more languages. I want to add Spanish, you know, Portuguese, you know, I want to add Chinese, Mandarin, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, some other language that I haven't thought of, but these 2, like, you know, Portuguese and Spanish after French, definitely I'm going for them. And yeah, I mean, meet me in 10 years and we'll be speaking all those languages. Oh, Italian as well. Italian as well is cool. It's cool.
Yeah,
bro. Okay, let's go to my final thing on the list. And from now, we're just going to go with Daj, because Daj has almost 20 things on his list.
No, mine down.
How many left?
Just like 201.
201. I thought you had like 5 more, because I only had 6. And I think you had more than I did. But anyways.
Mm.
My last travel experience, I want a trip based on food only.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to a place because of food.
Oh.
Or maybe I'm going to Nigeria just for food tourism.
Jollof fries.
So when I reach there, just wanna eat.
Then leave.
Yeah, then leave. Yeah.
Go to another country.
Go to another country. Just eat. Just try the food. I mean, yo, I've never done that.
Oh.
But I've seen a friend of mine loves to do that. I mean, they love food. They love to eat. They love to explore. She has a good body for, you know, for a foodie.
Oh.
You know a good body for a foodie?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you're thinking of. How is it? How is your ideal body for a foodie?
Not so fat, just how they call that body, like
slim.
Some people could be slim or medium there, but they don't fatten or whatever.
Exactly. She's like one. You know, she's slim fit and she doesn't, no matter how she eats, she eats a lot, but she doesn't get fat. Good for her, because yeah, she can eat.
But sometimes I think it depends on what you. Now you could go to a place, maybe if you go to China, then what are you going to order? You don't know the foods, they bring you something new to you and you're
I think with food tourism or with any other trip that you're planning to do, as long as it's traveling away from your home, going to a different place, I feel like research is very important, you know what I mean? I feel like you should know what you're going to do. A lot of people love, you know, to like just go spontaneous and, you know, I'll just know when I get there. That's good.
Yeah, but...
But until it's not, you could try some food then, you know. You
fall sick and all.
Yeah. It's just sad. So, if I'm going to go... And China is one of the, like, the best countries for food tourism. They have a lot of food, like a variety of food. So, if I want to go to China, I'm going to, like, you know, do my research and list maybe 100 foods that I want to try. And some of the foods I'll just take a bite, you know, try it, not actually eat it. Like the jollof. Like the jollof rice. I mean, it's great, but I can't eat it. It's spicy. it's chilled. It's very hot for me. So I'll just take a spoon, just, you know, to experience it. You remember that day? You guys told me, like, it doesn't have chili.
Yeah, the chili was less bad.
But I tried, because like, we're different. You grew up, you know, having chili.
Yeah, it's a daily thing. Yeah. So
for my household, it's different. I don't think anyone in my house, my siblings, who take chili. Maybe they do, but not as much, you know. Not as a family. Yes. Other families, like, you know, when you serve food, there's chili besides, you know, like.
But in my family, you add when you want.
But in my family, there's no such thing. You'd never see someone, my father, buying chili.
It's like salt. If you serve food and there's no chili, everyone is like, what is this? So every day, it's there.
Yeah.
Mm. When we're going to school, they could buy you there. This one's like droplets. Yeah, so you go with it. Mm.
Oh, wow. You're really pushing the chili thing. You're really pushing the agenda.
So chili is just the daily stuff. Like food without chili tastes different.
That's for you, yeah.
Mm, when I go to maybe a restaurant, and there's no chili, so
the vibe is different. You've reminded me.
Yeah.
So there's this famous big restaurant in Dar es Salaam. It's called Ramada.
Mm.
For those people who know it, it's this dope place. It's one of the biggest hotels and restaurants in Dar es Salaam and Tanzania as a whole. So we went there. It was my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, you want to celebrate it out?
Yeah, we went to celebrate it there. So we got there and it was me and my cousin, right? Like, you know, you have this relative, you know, like everybody has this relative in their family that they vibe with the most.
Yeah. That one is there.
Yeah, when they're gatherings, like, you just look for them and, you know, like, you just sit beside them. So for me, it was my cousin. It's called Brian. So we were like, you know, we were like together, and we even drove with the same car to the hotel. And when we got there, I mean, it was a big thing, a family thing. So there are a lot of people there for grandma. So we got there and, you know, like, everybody now started ordering drinks and, you know, the drinks came and they gave us the menus, you know, to choose the food from. So, like, my cousin was like, yo, bro, a lot of this food we eat at home. Let's pick
something
that we'll never have at home. So I said, okay, cool, man, I'm down for it. So there's this, I don't remember the type of food that we chose, but it's very common in Tizi. like it's very common in the coast. It's called biryani.
Biryani.
Biryani, yeah. Biryani.
I don't know that one.
It's like rice cooked well and mixed with either meat or chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like the pilau.
Yeah, like pilau, but it's called biryani. It's cooked differently, I think.
Mm.
Plus the meat inside. It's just mixed. Like, pilau doesn't mix.
Mm.
So we like ordered the biryani and, you know, we just chilled. And me and Brian don't touch chili. But
yeah, most of us.
Yeah, but most people from my, you know, my granny's part of the family, you know. So me, I'm a grandchild. They're okay. Like, you know, aunts, uncles, they're up.
Mm.
All of them take chili. Right?
Okay.
So yeah, the food was served. I mean, mm-hmm. they were like small bowls of, you know, some of them had tomato sauce, some of them had chili, you know. So me and Brian, we took the wrong bowl. We took the chili bowl,
mm-hmm.
and we like spread it over our food.
Then
the rice, the biryani, it was full of chili. At least for us, the chili was too much for us.
Mm.
Plus the added chili. Yo, it was hard for us to even like take 3 spoons. So what we did, we just started taking out meat
only.
The chicken, you see, the chicken was hot, but still, like
you could add water maybe.
Yeah, we had water, we had soda, we had everything there.
Yeah, but so still, maybe you put in the meat, then take some water too.
Yeah, we ended up eating like shares from different people.
Mm.
Like our other cousins, you know.
Or you could give the plate with chili to someone who consumes, then you exchange.
But they ordered the food that they wanted, so nobody was willing to do that. No. So we just started, like, you know, picking food from. And our table was full of youth, you know, like people we vibe with, you know, like this young age, young aunts and uncles, you know, like, you know, cousins. Mm. So we're just like taking meat here, taking, you know, rice there, taking chips.
Just to cover up.
Just to cover up. Man, like, we
wow, but some restaurants you can go and say.
Yeah, no some chili. Restaurants you can absolutely say. The next time we went there, I told them, like, yo, I want this.
But no chili.
No chili, please. No chili for me. Yeah. Okay, let's get those two on your list then. Wrap up the episode.
Dubai.
All right. Yeah. Luxurious, huh?
Mm, the sand dunes and all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
By the way, Dubai is like. Okay, a lot of people have this thing for Dubai. And if you go to Dubai, you know, like, you post it on Instagram and everybody's like, you know, oh, wow, the guy went to Dubai and shit.
Mm.
But for me, Dubai isn't on my, like, you know, my bucket list. I don't see it as a must-go destination. No, it's pretty dope.
I feel it.
So, what pulls you to Dubai?
The sand dunes.
No. What about the desert?
Yeah, even the desert,
crazy
like
the desert spots
hot and all that stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I like what these guys did with their city, like the Arabs. Like, it's very inspirational for even like countries in the Western countries, you know, like the States, you know, Europe and stuff. What these guys did to a desert, they turned it into the most beautiful city in the world. Yeah, I mean, think about that for a minute. And Africa, what are we doing, man? Uganda, what are you doing, man? So, yeah, I mean, Dubai is great. I mean, I love the vibe there from the pictures on Instagram.
Mm.
And the Burj Khalifa, I mean.
Yeah, that
sounds awesome. Shit is dope, yeah. What's the last thing on your list?
The last year. Yes. Mount Everest.
Yeah. Bro, come on. You didn't even name Mount Kilimanjaro. You named it Mount Everest. Come on, bro. Africa
I've
first.
I've been to Rwenzori.
Rwenzori is not the same as Kilimanjaro.
Come on. I know the difference. But then there's that ice stuff also there. Oh. So the snow.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah,
there.
Definitely.
I've been there. So. Yeah.
So you feel like you've been to the Kilimanjaro as well?
No. But I've even never been to TZ, so maybe if I go there.
Yeah. TZ is dope.
Yeah.
I feel like this December is going to be hard. But next year, we must go to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we must go to TZ.
No problem, but then the duration, like the time.
Yeah, like we have the whole
month,
year to
like
plan,
maybe, which is good for visiting. So it also depends.
How's TZ? I mean, with the places that I'm thinking right now in TZ that I would love for you to visit, I don't think you'd require, like, you know, perfect time or anything. It's more of the people that you go with, and I know a lot of, you know, cool people that, you know, you can vibe with, and yeah, it's just a vibe. So anytime that we're gonna plan this thing out, you just sit and plan it out. I mean, we're going. For me as well, if I go to Uganda, I know for a fact I would want to, like, you know, go shopping because you guys have the cheapest, you know, stuff around East Africa. You know, the clothes, you know, the shoes, and yeah, they're dope as well. They're not just cheap because they're work, but they're good and cheap. So I'd want to, like, do that. I would want to, you know, go bungee jumping. You told me this.
Yeah, it's just them.
Yeah. By the way, that should be on my list. I don't know why I forgot that. It's bungee there. Jumping. What do you think about bungee jumping?
It's fun, but me, I've never been there.
Yeah.
As I told you, some of the things, like, look scary from the clips you watch and all
that. Oh, okay.
Maybe after when I go there physically, then they tell me this and that, and I try it out.
I get your vibe. You're a scary cat.
Yeah.
You don't want to do adrenaline rush things. Yeah. Wow. But now, I'm the opposite. I want to, like, do that. You know, like, when we used to go to swimming pools, right? So by the time that I knew how to swim, I was like, you know, 17 or 16 or something. So we used to go to swimming pools, me and my friends. And yeah, me and my friends could swim. Like, we were good swimmers. So we used to go to the swimming pool. Specifically, there's this place called Beachcomber in Dar es Salaam. It's like the best swimming pool I know in Dar es Salaam because it's deep. It's very deep. I love deep places because they allow you to jump, right?
Diving.
So we would, like, go to the deep end, and there are, like, a couple of people, mostly ladies, in the shallow end.
Oh.
And the shallow end, they watch us from the deep end. You know, they admire us swim.
Oh.
So what we'll do, we'll just go from a distance. And I love everything about this pool because it gives even space to run and dive, right? So we'll go from a distance. Then we'll start, you know, we'll start first with walking, like a line first of people walking. Then the guy in front is like, he's like holding, you know how people hold their hand to like bring the impression of talking through the cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he would like hold his hand like a cell phone. Then he's like, taxi, 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 taxi. Then, you know, he just keeps going, then into the water. Everybody's so into
everyone
the water. Yeah.
Follows him.
Then later we'll go back. Then we'll start running now. We'll start now doing acrobats like in the water.
Oh, yo, man, like, no, that it's dope. Fun.
Yeah. You just do that. I mean, like, wow. I miss TZ, man. You're bringing me memories.
Oh.
All right. I think we've come to the end of this episode. It was fun. I feel like you guys have got ideas from our list of, like, you know, experiences that you must have, that you should, like, have on your bucket list when you think of travel. I mean, I named 6 experiences, 7 plus the, what was the last one?
Mine.
Bungee jumping. Yeah, mine was 7. Dad's were like 10?
No, 10.
9?
So it's
a list of 15 experiences that we would love to have, we personally, and we would want to also know the experiences that you who are listening would love to have. So this is the 360 Places podcast. And before I end it, yo, the next episode after the next, it's gonna be a dope episode. It's gonna be somewhere else besides, you know, my house. It's gonna be with a very big award-winning blogger based in Eldoret, Kenya. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. It's dope. It's our first sponsored episode. And yeah, you know, just chilling, just vibes. So this was the 360 Places podcast, and it's a wrap.